How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
Welcome back. It's Johnny B. Show, 102.5 The Bone, Real Raw Radio. Hello, B-holes. Another hour to go. We got B-holes on hold right now, because we're getting ready to play a game for Will Do Wednesday. It's called In This Stupid Country, and it's a New Year's edition. I like it.
Yeah, man.
And set this game up, man. Like, you explained it before. How did you come up with this game, and kind of give the gist of the basis?
Well, I was just thinking about, like, the dumb things that we do, you know, for Christmas. Bring a tree inside. That's stupid as hell.
Yeah, I got to take mine down.
I was thinking, I bet you other countries do stupid stuff, too, that is a little different. And turns out, they do.
Oh, yeah. A lot of dumb stuff.
So basically, we just made it turn into the New Year's.
Well, there you go.
Instead,
we got pretty much full phones right now. We will go to the phone lines and let them pick a horse. It'll be myself, Anna Hummel, or Ryan Adams that you can choose. And if we win the game, you win tickets to see me next week. You can choose Wednesday or Thursday night. I'm headlining both nights at the Improv. Mark the Shark, what is up, buddy?
Oh, you know, just trying to stay warm.
Smoking weed. Yep. Are you high tonight, Mark?
Or are you farting on yourself?
A little bit.
Yeah, bro. I like it. Who do you want to pick for this game, Marky Mark?
Oh, yeah. I gotta go with Johnny.
Johnny's a good choice. No, not this one. Okay. Good luck, pal. All right. He's high. He's so high right now. Dan, what's up, buddy?
Not much. How you doing, man?
Good, bro. You got Anna or Ryan? They'll play for you. Which one do you want?
I will go with my girl, Anna.
Yeah, hell yeah.
You're his girl.
I am the girl.
I'm forever your girl.
That's nice. Hold on. That's a nice 80s song.
Paula Abdul.
Ugh.
Yep. Sean, what's up?
I'll have to go with Ryan.
You do. That's it. You got to go with Ryan. Hold, please. And bonus, Heather, what up?
I think I'll have to go with Anna.
Yeah.
Really? Is this your first time calling in, Heather?
Yes, it is.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Tampa.
What part of Tampa?
Well, actually Tampa.
Coming over right now.
Dade City.
What is it?
Dade City.
Dade City.
Oh, Dade City?
30 minutes north of Tampa. Not too bad.
I've been to Dade City. One time I was...
Tampa area.
One time I was driving to Homosassa because I thought Homosassa was where gay people from the Notasassa moved. And I accidentally drove too far down the interstate. Before I knew it, I was in Dade City. And I was like, uh-oh.
Yeah,
I took the wrong turn in Zephyr Hills.
All right, you got Anna? Good luck to you.
Ladies love cool Anna.
Oh, boy, Jesus.
Right?
Yep, Roscoe Pico Train loves Anna, too. He's dead.
I think he's dead. I'm not sure. Like the actor? I don't know.
Yeah.
All right.
Not sure what that was.
Will, fire away.
So here's what I want to do as well.
Okay.
I don't want to do the yelling out thing.
Yeah.
So if you yell out, you're out.
Johnny!
You're done.
Oh, sorry.
You know what I'm saying?
What can I say? Pick me!
Well, no, you can yell out, but if you do... then you can't answer again if you get it wrong.
That's your guess.
You should do something. We should do something different. Like, give us Roman candles, and if we fire a ball up in the air, then we get to answer.
Oh, so pen
next
up?
Time.
Pen up.
I don't know what. So, can, but no, so we can
just
yell
say
out
your
an
name
answer
or something.
You can blurt it out, but you only get one blurt, and you're out for that round.
Fine.
I like it because now you got to choose your answer. Because
then you can just yell. I mean, a bunch of stuff.
Like an a hole. Yeah. All right,
I feel
I
like
it'd
be you know more concise this way. Okay.
I was getting Anna's thing ready.
Bitches.
All right, so in this stupid country, number one, these idiots, families will spend their night in the company of their deceased loved ones by sleeping at the cemetery like fools.
Wow.
It's a country, not a territory.
You're not allowed to ask questions.
It's not yes or no questions.
Now, if you don't know it off the bat, I will give you a few hints that perhaps you would jog your memory.
Yeah, first hint.
First hint, This country is known for earthquakes.
Haiti.
Haiti is incorrect.
I'm out.
Anybody else want to guess on that one? You want another hint?
I know it now. God damn it.
Mexico.
Incorrect.
God damn it.
I want another hint, baby.
You can have the two hints now.
Oh, I'm gonna
son
have
of
the
a
hint.
Bitch.
It's known for being long and having a delicious name.
Black people.
Chili.
Chili.
Chili, bitch.
These idiots will sleep with their relatives at the grave site. What a bunch of dummies.
That is weird.
All right. In this country, number two, they hit walls with bread to get rid of evil spirits, like what? Numbskulls that they are.
Johnny's house.
No. No, hit my face with some bread.
All right. Nobody wants to take a swing at that
one. I got
to
wait
you
for
it. Oh, Sean dropped off. I'm not playing for anybody now.
What the hell?
Damn it.
No confidence.
All right. This country is known for fighting. Lots of fighters in this country.
Ireland.
What'd you say?
Ireland.
Ireland, yeah,
but
right.
He said it like a handicapped baby.
Yeah. Fighters?
Yeah, they fight a lot.
Yeah.
They fight a lot.
Nice answer, Helen Keller.
Sean, you hung up, bitch. You're not a bitch.
I hope no deaf people heard me do that.
Oh, boy. Number three. Moving on. These idiots throw old furniture out the window.
I love this game. I'm learning so much about the world.
These idiots take furniture, toss it right out the goddamn window like dummies.
I need more information.
Yeah, right. I like how he rewords it. Like, that's going to make us. He goes,
oh, right.
Yeah, they throw furniture out the window.
You know.
These goddamn jackoffs throw furniture out the window. And we're still staring at him like he's speaking Spanish. And he goes, no, seriously, they take the couch. They shove it out of the hole in their wall that goes to the outside.
Well, I figured maybe he didn't hear me.
I got you. Yeah.
You know, just rewording it.
Yeah.
All right, this country is known for sharks.
Australia.
God damn it. Incorrect.
South Africa.
South Africa is the correct answer.
Yes!
Damn it.
Nice work.
Hold on. South Africa is its own country? I thought it was a bunch of countries.
No, it is a
country. Are you insane? Have you ever looked at a map?
Yeah, I looked at a map of Australia.
South Africa.
Because you're stupid.
Oh, Don Cesar woman over there.
Yeah.
It's in your backyard.
How about you go everywhere in the United States and enjoy it before you go to South Africa?
They don't talk like that.
I'm in a way. Oh, no, 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 no.
All right, so it's 2-1
2-1
nothing.
Yep. Johnny has 0, Anna has 2, Ryan has 1.
AIDS!
Moving on to number 4, people in this stupid country, they climb on top of chairs and literally jump into the new year to bring in good luck. What a bunch of dummies, am I right?
Morons!
This is almost, yeah.
Oh, man.
So, anybody want to take a swing at that one?
No.
Not enough info.
Can I say what I was going to yell out, but I knew it would be wrong?
Sure.
No, go ahead. Give me a
All right. They're known for crappy weather. The weather's not great in this country.
Okay.
Anybody know?
No.
I need more
that's
info.
All of them now. The world is ending.
They're also known for the creation of Lego. The creation of Lego.
Go
ahead. Throw it out there.
Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, coward. You've been sitting back in a cut.
I
want to say Sweden.
Sweden is incorrect.
All right.
Bitch.
All right. I'll give you the third clue. Vikings is the final clue.
Oh,
Vikings.
It's not.
I was hoping he yelled Minnesota.
Oh, can I yell it again?
No, you cannot.
All right. Hold on. I'll tell you what. We'll give Ryan and Johnny a guess.
Yeah.
And if they get it wrong, then we'll give you
all
a
right.
guess again.
But no way. You can't just change the rules.
Why the hell not? We'll do Wednesday, baby.
Oh, God.
Let's take a swing,
God, you guys are terrible.
See, you said...
Man, so sad.
All right, give it to me.
No!
Johnny, you guess.
No, I'm wanting you to guess first.
Damn it.
Bitch.
Come on.
Oh. Bitch ass.
Pull up a map of Europe in your head.
Stop!
No, I'm not going to pull up a map.
I know what
it is. It's like on the tip of my damn tongue.
Come on, man.
Norway!
Norway is... incorrect.
God damn it.
So I was going to guess. That's what I was going
to
guess.
All right, Johnny, it's up to you, buddy.
It's Iceland. Come on. What am I, an idiot?
Incorrect, buddy.
Nobody gets a point.
All right, what you got, Anna?
Oh, I was gonna say Norway.
Wait,
I said I was gonna say. That's not my guess.
You don't get the point. What's
next
question?
Gets the point. That was Denmark, by the way.
Oh, really?
Stupid idiot. God.
Denmark the shark.
All right, these people, these dumb. Oh my God. Every year at the end of December. The small village, they'll fist fight to settle their differences.
Oh, God damn.
And then they'll start the year off on a clean slate.
So glad he said fight.
Me
these
too.
Buffoons.
I got dizzy going for the dumb button. I'm sorry. Say what they...
They were fisting.
Fighting.
Fist fighting.
Jesus.
My God.
That's Anna Homo, everybody. She does not represent me.
Anybody want to take a swing at that one, or you want some clues?
Say it again. I'm sorry. I was scared after you said fist.
Every year at the end of December, people in this stupid village will friggin' fist fight to settle their differences like numbskulls, and then they'll start the year off on a clean slate.
This is a country.
I'll give you a hint right off the bat. It is a South American country.
Go
South
on.
Country. Okay, first hint. They are known for ayahuasca ceremonies. Which is a DMT concoction that lets you
makes
see
you
the Lord.
All right.
I have an idea, but
Me
I don't want to blurt it out.
Okay, I'll tell you what. I'll give you the second one.
Oh yes.
They are known for Machu Picchu.
Amazonia.
No way.
That's not a thing.
It's Peru.
It is Peru, Anna Homo. Congratulations.
She just pulled away.
Bitches!
Now, Ryan, you can. You got to get these next two, though.
I do.
You have to. The pressure's on. In this dumb
Pussy
country.
Ass,
whoa. That was not me, by the way.
That's the sounder when Anna gets one right.
Sweet Lord. Who is that?
That's Anna. We have sounders for everybody. Anybody who's ever been on the show.
Oh, Tony.
Everybody.
What the hell was that?
That's you being
what
gay.
The hell?
Oh, Tony.
That is really incriminating.
Oh my God.
Pussy ass mother.
I don't have one yet. I'm kind of proud of it.
This has really gone off the
rails. Come on.
Here. Okay.
Come on.
Okay.
Should I go?
Yeah, go,
go,
go
for
okay.
it. Yeah. All right.
My name is Buck, and I'm here to.
All right. Number six. This stupid country, they celebrate the new year by dropping ice cream on the floor like idiots.
Who does that?
Why would you ever do something like that?
What kind of sick bastards?
Why? Ooh, why?
Why?
Just drop ice cream on the floor.
Oh, man.
All right,
anybody
go
need
on.
A hint?
First hint,
they're known for watches.
Switzerland!
Johnny B, that is correct!
Thank you! Yeah! Bitches! Woo!
Johnny B can only...
I remember when I went to Sweden.
Oh, you get one right.
God damn it.
Now, this last one, it's kind of... I call it a country, but it's kind of its own thing. You'll see what I'm talking about, okay?
Great.
For the record, Dan and Heather won, so...
Yeah, that's right. You're okay.
Well, so we
why are you
going to
ruin
fun?
It, bro? I thought I had a shot.
No, there's one question left. She has 4 points. I have two.
But don't you have
one.
Multiple sets of tickets to give away, though?
Yeah, this thing needed more questions. There's flaws in your game.
I like this game. Oh, my God.
Sorry, go ahead.
In this country, this stupid, stupid land, they throw pails of water out of their windows to drive away evil spirits.
Okay, and you're saying it's country slash not country.
Well, let me give you a hint.
All right.
I got this. Hold on, please. Do not. It is Vatican City for the win.
That is a great guess, actually, but that is incorrect.
Yeah, aww. Suck it. You're done. Bye.
It's known for pit bull.
Oh, God damn it.
Cuba.
That's a country.
Yeah.
But that it's is incorrect. Ass, Cuba is not a correct.
It's not?
No.
What?
Incorrect.
Is that where he's from?
Oh, Miami. Are you sure? Miami. I don't know. You're being racist, dude, if you think he's from Cuba.
Go
I'm
on.
Second guessing this.
Go on.
All right.
God damn it.
I consider this place, you know, it's part of America, but is it really?
Miami!
Oh, my God. Are
no.
you serious?
No.
That's her guess.
Right, they both got it wrong, so I get to.
You get to guess.
Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico, Johnny
he's
B.
He's not Puerto Rican.
Yeah.
He's Cubano.
He's Cuban.
Puerto Rico.
Who, Pitbull's Cuban?
Puerto Rico.
Yes.
All of Puerto Rico.
Sorry, that's news to me. I don't know what to tell you.
Don't you listen to Pitbull songs?
It's me, no? Mommy.
Okay, hold on. I'm looking this up here.
No, he's 1,000% Cuban.
Boricua forever.
And for the record, Puerto Rico is a territory.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. It's kind of part of America, but not really. Kind of.
Okay, here we go. Pitbull is
Cubano.
He's from Miami. He was born in Miami.
Oh, that means he's Puerto Rican by default.
Nah, Cuban. I told you.
Crud. Sorry, my fault.
So
your
that
game
one
sucks.
What the hell?
This guy.
Well,
no. You won the game?
No.
No, she won.
Anna won. You came in second. Ryan came in third.
Yeah, if you didn't win, then you didn't win.
I won. I never lose.
Yes, mother.
That's right.
Congratulations.
That's Dan and Heather, right?
Mark the Shark.
What's up?
Sorry, buddy. Was that a sobering loss for you?
I mean,
he's not sober.
He doesn't know he lost.
It's true.
I lost?
Sorry, pal. Exactly. You're going to have plenty of chances to win, though. Thanks, though. I love you.
All right.
All right, buddy. Hit that pipe. Dan, congratulations, Dan.
Thank you, sir.
All right, buddy.
You're welcome, by the way.
Yeah.
You're welcome, Dan.
She's won both of these, by the way.
Yeah, because I know things about places that aren't America.
No, yeah, I think she's smarter than you guys.
Well, duh.
Well, congratulations. Maybe you'll be headlining a library next week. Smarty pants.
It's hurtful.
I'm sorry. I'll put you on hold. You pick Wednesday or Thursday night, and I will see you next week, pal. All right? Later, buddy. All right, we'll hug. We'll hug, and it'll be awkward. Heather, what's up, mama? What up, Dane Sid?
Hey.
What up, girl?
What's going on?
You won, mom. Now, do they have roads from Dade City to Ybor City?
Let me think. I don't know so much if they do have roads that would lead me to where? Where I need to go?
Ybor City.
Ybor? Where's Ybor?
Oh, boy. All righty, you're on hold now.
At Nutrafol, we don't just help your hair, we help your body grow it. Because it's never just about your hair. It can be your job, or your deodorant, or your lunch, or just normal life. That's why our whole body approach targets the key root causes of hair thinning. Discover your root causes and why we're the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement brand at Nutrafol.com. That's Nutrafol.com. These statements have not been approved by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease paid for by Nutraceutical Wellness, Inc.